after every Friday and Saturday game. So I've seen a lot of fireworks. Yeah, a lot in my life. And it just gets to a point where like kind of like been there, done that. So I did watch the fireworks show that they put on here in Houston on July 4th. We were there. It was so hot. We weren't going to stay for the fireworks anyways. We're like, let's just go home. And we watched it on TV. And it was pretty cool. And it was a 19-minute show set to music. So City of Houston, they put on a great fireworks show. I give them props. But with that said, still, it's like, I don't know. You've seen, like I said, you've seen one fireworks show. You've seen them all. And I know a lot of people were complaining about, I saw on Reddit a lot of complaints about they went to one place, bought tickets, couldn't even see the fireworks. Other people are complaining about out in the heat.
Oh, you bought tickets to go see fireworks?
Not me. That's some people did, yeah.
Yeah, man, I ain't buying tickets to see no fireworks. I'm just not going
to
do it.
But that's what I'm saying. Or even people that went to the Dodgers game Friday just to see the fireworks afterwards and instead saw the Astros give them the business. It's just, I'm out on the fireworks. I it doesn't get me going. I don't get excited to see it. I've seen too many fireworks shows. They're cool when you're young. You see one, you see them all.
Yeah, and for me, it has nothing to do with it being a specific holiday. I don't care about any fireworks. I just don't. I've always, even as a kid, fireworks just never did anything for me. I don't give a damn. I just don't give a damn.
Yeah, I mean, I'm okay with fireworks. The one thing I never understood, and we don't really get people doing this as often now, but they would take videos or pictures of the fireworks and try to show it. I'm like, what's the purpose of that? Like, I don't want to see what the fireworks look like from your phone.
On your phone.
Yeah, like that. That's the part I never really understood, but I get how people do video, record the fireworks just for social media or something like that. Yeah. But I'm just like, what are you fire? They all look the same, man.
Yeah, exactly.
At a point, they do.
We went to that downtown festival thing where they were shooting off the fireworks. We went at, I don't know, it started at 4. We got there maybe at 4:30. There were people camped out along like different sides of the road already at like 4:30. The fireworks weren't until
that was Friday, right?
9:30. Yeah, Friday, July 4th.
Yeah, yeah.
And look, it's cool if you like, you're tailgating, you're cooking out, you're having drinks, all that sort of stuff. But it was like 90 degrees, dripping hot Friday. You're sitting outside waiting 6 hours just to see the fireworks. I don't know. I don't get it. It's not for me.
The one thing I did realize too, because I pretty much stayed home all day on the 4th. I stayed home, but I realized, I guess in my neighborhood, like I heard way more fireworks on New Year's Eve than I did on the 4th.
We said the same thing.
Usually around you hear M80s and all that type of, you hear some fireworks.
I heard some, but not a lot.
Yeah, I didn't hear a lot, man. Yeah. I heard maybe a couple, but I heard way more on New Year's Eve, celebrating the New Year, than I did on the 4th.
Might be a tough time for fireworks. I was down at South Padre Island a couple weeks ago, and their fireworks stores, it was like buy one firework, get 4 for free or something like that.
Oh,
like,
wow.
It's tough in the fireworks industry right now.
Get 4 for free.
Yeah.
And that's my kind of deal. I ain't going to lie. I ain't much into the fireworks, but that's my kind of deal.
That sounds
right
like
there,
a deal with anything.
Yeah.
Buy one, get 4?
Get 4. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's my kind of deal.
Yeah, I don't care what it is. I'll take it.
Sign me up. Yeah. All right, so for my confession, I don't know if it's necessarily a confession, but I'm going to use it as one. But I feel like I guess the confession part is that I feel like I'm late to the party. And something I recently, within the past however many months, realized or just kind of discovered for some reason is banana ball.
This was going to be my other confession.
Well, are you serious?
Don't start. Continue. Go on.
Figgy, are you familiar?
Is that
with banana ball?
Is it the banana people playing at baseball or something like that?
Yeah,
Savannah Bananas.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I know.
And
they
do routines. They do dances. And in the middle of the games or in between innings, stuff like that. Yeah. I don't know how I missed this. And how long it's been around, for a few years at least, from what I hear. But I discovered this a few months ago when I had to go back to Chicago. I lived there for a little while. I had to go back up there for a few days. And I'm just chilling in the hotel room, and banana ball is on. And I just realized that I like banana ball. Like, I was into it. I'll put it like that. I was into it. You know what I mean? The rules are a little different than regular baseball, you know, a lot of the rules. But it was entertaining. I'm going to put it like that. It was entertaining, and I didn't realize that I was really into – I didn't realize I would be in that into something like that. I just didn't think I would at this point in my life.
I'm actually that shocked, into man. It. You are into this, but not into the fireworks?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Damn. Yes. I will go banana ball all day, every day over any firework display, any of them. Give me banana ball anytime. I just realized that about myself. I'm a banana ball guy. Luke's shaking his head at me over here.
Me too.
This was going to be my other confession, or I was going to save it for next time, was that we were out to dinner Saturday night, and it was on one of the TVs, the Savannah Bananas.
It's on ESPN.
Yeah, I love the Harlem Globetrotters. I can't stand Savannah Bananas.
Oh, man.
I think it's so stupid. I think it's good family fun. I get that. Like, if you want to take your kids,
it looks like it is.
Because Saturday night they like sold out Fenway Park, and you know, it was a big crowd and everything. Like, if you want to take your kids, I get that. But just in general, I have friends who don't have kids who are buying tickets to go see the Savannah Bananas. I don't get it. I think it's stupid. I don't like it.
I understand actually going to the event, but I couldn't sit there watching on TV, man.
I actually found myself, I think I watched maybe not a full game. I might have got in it around the second or third inning, but I watched the rest of that game. Mm. And I watched it a couple times since then.
Oh, my God.
I have.
Who won?
I believe Savannah won. I believe they won. That first time I watched. What? They definitely won.
They played the Washington Generals.
Yeah.
why y'all got to dog me over the Savannah Bananas, man? Text line, help me out, man.
By the way.
Don't leave me hanging.
I think Cam Whitmore just got traded to the Washington Generals.
Yeah. Nah, for real.
Washington Wizards, Washington Generals. What's the difference, Rice?
Yeah.
What is the difference? He'll score 80 points, though.
Yeah.
For the Generals.
I think he'll do well.
He'll do well.
All right, I got to confess, man. I don't know if I'm going to set myself up for failure, but I am looking into doing a home project, and I never thought I would be saying these words.
Uh-oh.
So on the side of my house, it's a lot of grass that leads to a fence to my backyard.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? I want to put like a little stone walkway over there. I was thinking about hiring somebody.
Okay.
And as I was talking to my wife, somebody was kind of listening too. And she was like, you should do it yourself, man. It's easy. Like, it saves you a lot of money. And I thought about it. I'm like, maybe I could. I'm like, maybe I should look on YouTube to see how it's done and maybe do it myself. But I'm a little nervous, man. I can't lie, man. That's my confession. I'm a little nervous. I don't know how this is going to go. But, I never did a project like this before, man. The biggest project I ever did was cutting the grass.
So you never done this level of a DIY, do-it-yourself?
Nope. Project. Nope. So I'm going to be Fig the two-man Taylor. So I'm going to be out there trying to mess some stuff up.
What you should do is document this. You should document this on film.
I'm a little nervous about that, too.
Put it on social media.
I'm a little nervous about that because once I start, I don't want to put it out there and then I decide not to say, screw this. Let me just hire somebody.
Well, I mean, you can actually film it and do it and get it done first and then, you know what I mean? Like, I know we're kind of going behind the scenes here, but yeah, you know, just show the process.
Yeah, that'll be your do-it-yourself video. It starts off with you laying the groundwork and trying to do it.
Yeah.
And then it's like, and then after you fail, just go hire somebody to.
And that's the guy finishes it.
Yeah, if anything, I might show the after project where I'm just like, all right, look what I did, y'all. I did this all on my own.
Now, were you at Home Depot or something? You said someone else, a lady said, or was it somebody you knew?
No, it was actually, so I was leaving church. Funny part. I was just leaving church.
All right.
And they had a walk, like a little stone walkway with rocks. It looked really nice.
Yeah.
And I was just kind of talking to my wife. I'm like, this is what I want. And she was like, you should do it yourself. Like, it's super easy.
You know what? Get some people from the church to help you.
That's what you do.
Get some folks that from might the church
be a
to help you.
That might be a price, man. They might try to charge.
It's supposed to be the church, man. They're supposed to help their brethren out.
Hey, they don't care, man.
They don't care about none of that.
Hey, money is green.
Hey, that's true. It is. It is.
713 says you're going to get halfway done and then be like, F this.
Yeah, and see, that's the other thing I worry about, too, man. It's going to be hot. It's going to be hot, man. Yeah. That might be the thing to take me out.
Wait till October. Is that something you just want to do right now?
Yeah, I was. It's not a rush right now. But hell, man, if somebody want to come help me, be my guest.
Text line.
Yeah.
Help your boy Fig out.
Hit me up. Hit me up at the Figgy Fig on social media, man, if you want to help a brother out with this. Right.
We're moving the dinner with B. Scott and Figgy to Figgy's house, and you got to bring your tools with you.
There you go.
Do some yard work for him.
Manual labor.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, man. I get you a beer afterwards.
I get you a beer afterwards. No, maybe, no more dinner, hey, just
maybe,
beer.
Hey, maybe some cash, too, depending on how much work you do.
There you go.
My grandfather used to do a lot of DIY work on his house, and he would try to have me out there. I was just like, I'd just be looking at him like, really, man? Like, my grandfather grew up in the country. He's from Arkansas. I'm like, dude, I'm from San Francisco. I grew up in the city. You got me out here trying to do all this work, man. You tripping. Eventually, he just say, man, just go sit down and watch TV.
Yeah.
He just got tired because I was just like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
No idea.
281 says that is not an easy project, capitalizing not.
Really? Okay. So. Yeah. She must be trying to mess around with me.
Keep you out of the house.
They about to talk Figgy like in one segment out of doing this project that he's thought about.
Yeah, I'm already thinking about it now, man. This segment about over. I'm like, never mind.
All it took was one segment, though.
Hey, I just hired somebody.
It took one segment for him to change his mind.
Yeah, 713 says if you have the money to pay someone to do it, then do that.
I might go that route, man.
Hey, that's what the confessions are for.
I got to confess, I might go the other
route. The real confession.
Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Instead of telling you to go say seven Hail Marys or whatever, we're telling you, just hire somebody.
Yeah, thanks a lot, text line.
See, I got faith that Figgy could get it done, but see, the text line, they ain't got no faith in my man.
I do like this text from 281 about the Savannah Bananas. They said, love that they have found the market and are making a lot of money. However, it's meaningless, and I can't watch it as a sports fan. It's a good sport for someone who doesn't watch sports.
Hey, 281, like stop. Stop it.
I think that's a good way to look at it, though. They are very successful. They're making a ton of money. But, yeah, I think it's for the non-baseball fan. It's for
Maybe they're trying to get baseball fans, but maybe that's the start.
It's
something. Sometimes you need something mindless that you don't just have to think about. Like, it's it's there.
Yeah.
I don't have to think about much if I watch it. Not like I'm not watching it every day, but if I see that it's on, I'll leave it on. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to leave it on.
And then we'll end on this. I think this text from the 832 is about me. They say Nick is a red ass. Does he like anything? Or did we reference a Nick elsewhere?
Wait, who's Nick?
I don't know.
Is there a Nick?
Maybe you think you're Nick Caserio.
I get that all the time. People always say I sound like Nick Caserio. Yeah. So, hey, we just keep it real here. I'm just telling you how it is.
That's what we do.
Yeah. I like plenty of things. I also complain about plenty of things. Maybe that's one of the things I like. Those are confessions, our lunchtime confessions presented by the Men's Clinic. Obviously, you hear those lunchtime confessions here on the show this time every day. Coming up, it is Monday. So we got to get to the weekend's winners and losers. We'll do it next in The Loop.